USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Shots rang out at a Colorado shopping mall and one person is dead. Police in Aurora say they're looking for a gunman, but feel this was an isolated incident.
Did ask people to kind of shelter in place in the mall for a short time. We worked with conjunction with mall management and mall security for that. And then once we felt certain and comfortable that this was isolated to the one location, we did lift that request.
There are no indications of survivors.
The update from the Hawaiian island of Kauai on the tour helicopter that crashed Thursday. 7 people were on board, including the pilot. The remains of 6 have been found. Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanaho.
There are no indications of survivors. Anyone that is familiar with the Napali Coast knows that it can be clear in the morning, and with the trade winds that we do have, weather can roll in.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Another blast of winter is heading for the west coast, coming in from the Aleutian Islands. Traffic is once again flowing on California's Grapevine on Interstate 5 near Los Angeles. The freeway was closed for about 2 days. Meteorologist David Roth.
It is snowing in the central western portions of Colorado and eastern Utah, as well as northern Arizona.
Another storm is taking aim at the nation's midsection. Heavy snow and strong winds are expected to generate blizzard conditions in the northern plains. As President Trump and his staff mull over how to address a Senate impeachment trial, former Vice President Joe Biden made his stance clear during an interview with the Des Moines Register editorial board concerning whether he would comply with a subpoena to testify.
The reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Broadway songwriter Jerry Herman has died. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and The Cajo Fall, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A legendary radio personality has passed away. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
John Imus, who hosted the radio show Imus in the Morning for nearly 50 years around the country, has died. Imus was 79. Imus passed away at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in College Station, Texas, after being hospitalized on Christmas Eve. The cause of death has not yet been given. Imus is survived by his wife of 25 years, Deirdre, and 6 children. A small service for Imus will be held in the next few days. The family requests that any donations be made to the Imus Ranch Foundation, which supports charities for children with cancer and other major illnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.